Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show,
Sam Crowley. All right, let's dive into it right now. Podcast number two on a Monday, August 20th, 2018. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Failure, wisdom, failure, wisdom. We've got failure and we've got wisdom. Okay, so a lot of you guys and girls are beating yourself up pretty badly about this thing you're calling failure, which I get it, man. It's no fun to fail, and I'm not even going to be one of these hokey-dokey motivational guys who say, well, you know, failure is great. But with that being said, and by the way, I don't know if that's kind of like my invoking my inner Chris Farley right there from Saturday Night Live. Oh, also, by the way, let me rewind it. If you have not done this, would you do your boy a favor? Leave a rating on iTunes for the Everyday Saturday podcast. I would appreciate it. I'm not going to lie. I would appreciate it. Leave a 5-star rating. Helps other people find the show. And, you know, it makes my kids happy. So would you do that? Do it for my kids. We're fired up using the kids, man. You can't get much lower than using your kids, invoking them into your podcast. Let's talk about failure, all right? Failure sucks, and I'm not even going to try to sugarcoat that. But I'm 50, and I ain't going to try to sugarcoat that either. When I look back in my 30s, when I was a youngin', I looked at all the stupid stuff I did. I lost a lot of money and some really bad investments. Quiznos. Toasty. They renamed that after I got done with it. Toasted. I got toasted. You know, I never quite, and my, you know, God love family, man. They kind of put everything in perspective. My brother at the time, I bought the Quiznos. He's like, yeah, dude, I don't get it. Subway's cheaper and it tastes better. I mean, if you're going to charge me $2 more just to run something through the oven, just give it to me cold and I'll toast it. Okay, I just dropped $300,000 and you boiled everything down to 57 seconds because that's how long it goes through the oven. Don't get me started on how I know how, because they set that oven 57 seconds from when the maker, the artist, puts it through the toaster, and on the other end, whatever that person was called, I can't even remember. I tried to just get all that stuff out of my mind, man, getting yelled at by the guy at the training store in Columbus. You got to wrap that wrapper with the Q facing up next time, soldier. He didn't say soldier, but that's what it felt like. Literally being yelled at during a rush hour lunch. Yeah, I'm 37, wrapping subs, getting yelled at by a 5'2" guy. But other than that, I feel like I've done a lot of good stuff in my life. So failure really is not that much fun. But you know what? Failure, it turns into wisdom. And the way you kind of look at all this stuff is think of all the stupid stuff that you've done, you know? Think of all the arguments you've had with your spouse or your significant other or your kids and things like that, and you really don't, or at least you try not, to make the same mistake a second time. But if you're like me and you make them about 5 or 6 times because you're just so damn stupid sometimes and you keep going back to that same argument until you figure out that it's not really worth dying on that hill, that type of failure, even arguments like that can be construed as, yeah, I failed, man, I failed. You beat yourself up a little bit, but you don't stay there. And then you gain wisdom. I mean, if I hadn't made all those dumb mistakes back in the day in my 30s, I would not have the wisdom I have to coach people along at age 50 as an entrepreneur going on, geez, what's it been, 15 years or so, you know, in the online space here, coaching speakers. I mean, had I not driven 8 hours away to Rockford, Illinois on a Thursday night, nobody showed up, and spent all my money and all my time doing that. So had I not done all that, I wouldn't be able to coach a speaker now who is starting to complain a little bit like, oh, you know, I had an event and only a few people showed up and all that good stuff, you know? And my response to that, because it inevitably happens, say that easy, it inevitably happens when new speaker clients come my way and they're like, hey, only five people showed up. I'm like, you had five people? Oh, my God. That's four more than I had on my first teleseminar when I had my wife go up to the bathroom upstairs and say, hi, it's Angela calling in. And I had to act like that was actually a person calling in. And then she got mad because I was like, hey, Angela, where are you calling from? She's like, the master bedroom upstairs. Yeah, let me stop the recording. You know, so guys, look, if you don't go through those trials and you don't, you know, figure all that stuff out, you never gain the wisdom to help other people. I mean, you can't think about the when you become a parent or maybe you have nieces and nephews and they come to you and they want advice. The only way you're able to give them advice is because of the stuff that you did and you didn't do it all right. To go into something thinking that you're going to hit it out of the park, again, it goes back to the big E word, man. And this is what takes everybody out of the game is the word expectations. Expectations are not real. Expectations are like dreams. Oh, what did you get married for? Oh, I got married because, you know, when I got married, Sam Crowley talking in 1998. Yeah, 1998. Sam, what was your vision of marriage back then? Oh, man, we were going to go to sporting events and concerts during the day, and we were going to just have a great time and nothing but romance at night. And then again, just rinse and repeat, baby. Just rinse and repeat. Yeah. Now, that you must be laughing right now, especially if you're married or been in a relationship for any period of time, and especially if you're a guy, because guys are different than girls. And what girl? You tell my wife, hey, Angela, what did you expect when you married Sam? Oh, well, I married this very safe and secure corporate guy. He had been in the job for 8 years so far, 9 years, and, I mean, we were just set. He had a 401k, an IRA, a pension. I mean, nothing but security, Lifetime movies, and just popcorn at night. Throw in a Hallmark movie in the holidays. That's what I envisioned with Sam. Just security. Yay! How'd that work out for you? The entrepreneurial roller coaster. So expectations are what kill us. But listen, let me get back to the point about failure. Quit beating yourself up, man. Think of the dumbest thing you ever tried. Did it kill you? I don't think so. You couldn't be listening to the show if it did. What's the worst thing that happened? Maybe you got embarrassed, humiliated, you know, people judged you, made fun of you. Oh, boo to the freaking who, okay? Is that all that happened to you? Come on now. Let go of the expectations. Failure leads to wisdom. I'm not saying go out and try to fail, but especially in this entrepreneurial game, when you're trying to build a brand and launch a movement, I'm still shocked. Everybody comes into it wide-eyed. Hey, man, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get this many downloads. I'm going to get this many subscribers. I'm going to get this much money. Throw it out the window. You still give it a go with gusto, but you don't expect to fail, of course. But inevitably, when you do, okay, this is it. This is the only question you're allowed to ask from failure from now on. This is your coach, Sam, speaking, okay? This is the only question. And by the way, did you go to samcrowleycoaching.com? Are we going to work together ever? If you have, awesome. Let me know. Say, hey, Sam, thanks for giving me a shout out on the show. I'm the private coaching client, your favorite. You can do that. By the way, are you following me on Instagram? At every day is Saturday on the old Insta. Turn me on and hit me on the DMs. And let me know you're listening, and let me know what you'd like to listen to on the show. But when you're coaching people, okay, and you're working with people, never, ever forget where you started from. Because so many people get into this building a movement, building a brand and everything, and they just, this is going to work. God love you. I love the enthusiasm. But inevitably, when it doesn't, just say, this is going to be the wisdom that I learned from. And so here it is. Here's the only question that you're allowed to ask when failure strikes. This is it. You ready? This is the end of the show, so just pay attention. Here's the question. What is the message? What's the message? What am I supposed to learn from this? I know that's two questions to ask, but if depending on which one, you could kind of, you know, because it gets kind of boring always saying, what's the message? Maybe you say, what am I supposed to learn from this? Because there's always, always a message in the adversity. Oh, see, there's so much more of a message to pull from adversity than there is from success. Success is scoreboard. I win. Yay, money. I got money or whatever you measure success by. You know, you go to your bank account and woohoo, got money deposited in there because somebody bought my widget. That's great. Now, when adversity hits, ask. Don't say, why me? Or, oh, my God. Don't ever do that, okay? Don't go, oh, my God. Say, what's the message I'm supposed to learn? Because that is how you get through adversity. And that is also how you collect all of these pieces of wisdom. So let's go. Let's start today. It's Monday, August 20th. No more pity parties for yourself. No more asking why. Just say, hey, what's the message? What am I supposed to learn? Let's get after it because I need some wisdom. Give me some wisdom. I'm looking for some wisdom. Say it that way and you'll be fired up. Oh, and of course, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.